Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone to the Shir. We're holding towards the end of Shaar B'tachin, Perek Zayin, the most important piece in the entire Shaar B'tachin. Kol Shodavar Binyan B'tachin, Perek Zayin, page Kuf Tzadik Zayin. He's going to sum up the whole B'tachin in one line. Kol Shodavar is the most important part of the entire Shaar B'tachin. What's B'tachin? Kol Shodavar Binyan B'tachin. What's the bottom line? No, everyone wants to know the bottom line. Nobody has any patience nowadays. What's the bottom line? Okay, you're going to hear it right now. Ki Yisroin habitachin mehabaitchim belikim. What makes you more betach? What makes you more betach? What makes you more betach than somebody else? Three things. Ki fi Yisroin yidiyasam oisai. The more you know about Hashem, v'emunasam behaganase aleim, and the more you realize that He's protecting you, v'roiv hashgachase al tevasam, and the more you realize He's taking care to give you taivas. So that means, in a nutshell, that the more your makir Hashem is real and taking care of you and protecting you, that's how much betachin you're going to have. What does this have to do with betachin? Betachin, I thought, means I get whatever I want. And I think about whatever I want. No, that's not betachin. That has nothing to do with getting betachin. Betachin has to do with one thing only. It has to do with hakara, realizing all the taivas Hashem does for you.
It's a klal that you said, not whatever you want.
Klal is shodavar, binyan betachin. The klal is, the more you makir that everything you have comes from Hashem, the more you makir that, the more you're going to have in Hashem. Why? Why? What is one thing with another? The answer is the more a person realizes it's from Hashem, the more he's realizing that all his relying is on Hashem. When you have a boss, and you get every month a check, and you're relying on, let's say a guy, he's relying on his boss. Why is he relying on his boss? Because he sees the check is coming from his boss, so he relies on him. And when his boss makes a wedding, he's careful to come because his boss can fire him, yeah. Right? He realizes his boss is the one that gives him the check, right? So if a person realizes that no, the check doesn't come from the boss, the check comes from Hashem, then instead of running, being the first one by your boss's chasana, because he's the one that gives you the check, you're going to go to davening, be the first one in shul. Why? Because Hashem's the one that gives you the check. So the more you makir that Hashem is the one that's the mative, the more you're going to be betach and trust in Him. Your trust, which means you're looking up to the one who gives you the check. The more you makir it's Hashem that's actually doing it, the more you automatically give betach in Him. So it comes out that the avoda of betachin has nothing to do with thinking about what you want. It has to do with one thing and one thing only, realizing where everything is coming from. The more you makir wherever it's coming from, then you're going to be beteach. You're going to put your trust and your mind and your hopes and your thoughts into Hashem. And that's why the Ramban says that it's like a tree that's giving off fruit. And the tree is amuna, and the fruit is the peiros that come out as betachin. Because the fruit you don't work on. You only plant trees, you don't plant fruit. You plant trees, you plant amuna, and the fruit comes out by itself. You don't work on having fruit, you work on having trees, right? So too over here, you don't work on betachin, you work on emunah. When you makir, then the betachin comes out memela. And that's what the biggest mistake everyone's making. They're working on their betachin, they're not working on their emunah. Working on betachin is like working on the fruit and on the tree. You work on the fruit from Heidenberg, you're not going to get any more fruit. You plant the trees to get the fruit. So the way you work on the betachin is by being makir more and more, because the more you makir that Hashem is the one that provides you, the more He wants to give you. Because He's interested in providing the ones that realize He's the provider. The people who think that He's not the provider, Hashem says, you have a different provider, you don't need me. You don't need me. You don't need me. Go for it. You're on your own. So that's why the most important thing, what makes you more betachin is not by thinking more about what you want. The reason why you're more betachin is for Yisrael and Diyas, and the more you know that Hashem runs the world. And the more Muna and Akara you have, that He's the one taking care of you. And every time you're makir that every single protection and chesed was from Hashem, then your heart is going to be betach in Him, because you're going to realize all the taivas He does for you. You're going to expect more from Hashem, because you see how much He's doing from you. So that builds the betach more and more. The more you makir, the more you betach. So the avoidas habetachin is in akara, not in thinking about what you want, and not telling people they're going to get this and that if they have betachin. It doesn't help anything. It's a waste of time. You can tell everyone, Haim is margin. You're going to get this if you have betachin. You can get that if you have betachin. It's all shtusim v'avalim, because it's not going to get them anything. The only thing that's going to get you glick in life is your hakara in Hashem's chesed to you. Because the more you're makir, it's Him, the more your heart will be connected to Hashem, and the more you'll be involved in your relationship with Hashem. And the more you'll
involve, will be a result of your hakara.
It's a result of that hakara. Beferish chazal, beferish. Klol shadavar. Klol shadavar. I once told this to a yid, it's a very chashuv yid. He knows how Chabad is inside, outside, backwards, and forward. And I told him that the only thing you could do to enhance your betachin is work on your emunah. He's like, there's no such chayv zavavus. He says, there's no such chayv zavavus. No such chayv, he tells me, no such chayv zavavus. The guy knows chayv zavavus. So I opened the chayv and I showed him, I said, klal shadar ben yin betachin, it's a fair chayv zavavus. The guy was shaking. He took out a pen and paper. He wrote this on a paper. He wrote it down in here and he put it in his wallet. He said, I'm reading it. I met him later. He said, I read it every single day. You were right. And I was wrong. I missed the chayv zavavus. I missed the most important part. People learning the whole chayv zavavus, they forget the most important part. The most important part is that the more you makir Hashem, that's our avoda. The more you makir Hashem, the more betachin you're going to have. And you only makir Hashem by looking at the chasadim He did in the past for you, not by thinking about what you want in the future. Al tachrach hasidus, Rashi says in Chumash. Don't think about the hasidus. Think about the chasadim He did for you, and that'll bring you to the betachin, to be simch on Him, that He'll continue. Because when you makir, someone does for you, you're betach on them. That is a metzias. It's not a lamdas, it's not a svara, it's a metzias. When you're makir, someone provides you, you are betach in them. When you see someone doing, when a kid sees his mother taking care of him, the kid is betach. When a person sees his boss taking care of him, he is betach in him. It's not a lamdas, it's a metzias. You're betach in the provider. If you're makir, it's Hashem that's the provider, then you won't be betach in the boss, you're betach in Hashem. And then he goes on to say, all the different betachins in the world, and all those betachins are also natural betachins that came from the care that they got. They were betach naturally, and they didn't work on it. Look at the Ma'ar Pila Nefesh, Klol Shodava, V'raya Mukhachas Alzeh, Hu, Masha Yeled Betchila Betach Asteimai. Why is the kid betach in his mother? He works on betachin? No. Because he sees his mother taking care of him. V'achachach Alimai. First, he's betach on his mother's breast. He doesn't even know about his mother. He's too young to chap. Then he gets a little old. He sees his mother. Then he realizes, the main guy is the father. All the money comes from the father. Then the betachin transfers to the father. The oy medregis, mzen nirki, komi shesha yidia yisere b'Hashem. Until you realize Hashem runs the world. V'ashkachasi lov yeshle betachin yaisa b'Hashem. Machmas shumeven shatoiv yaisa b'tachala. He realizes it's all from Hashem. Then he's betachin Hashem. When you're makir, it's all from Hashem. Then you're betach in Hashem, right? If it's kids in camp, right? And he's waiting for a check from his father. He's not betach in the mailman, he's betach in his father. Varaya, if the mailman goes on strike, he calls his father and says, Ta, the mailman's on strike. Get me the check here a different way. Now there's kids of a lot of chutzpah, right? Ta, get me the check here a different way. I don't care, this mailman's on strike, not on strike. Figure it out. He does his father, right? Figure it out, Dad. He's not betech in the mailman. He's betech in his father. So when you realize that the boss, whichever way you get your money, is from Hashem, when you really mark it, that's very big avoda, by the way.
Not so easy.
It's not easy. To realize that every single thing you're getting is because Hashem wanted to give it to you, and the middleman is just there of a way to give it to you, like a mailman bringing the mail. You mark it that it's 100%. A gift from Hashem, and the minute your makir is directly from Hashem, that Hashem approved it, then you're going to start thinking about Hashem and stop thinking about the mailman, because the mailman's nothing. He's just bringing the mail. He's bringing the mail, that's all. It's nothing. No shaychas to you. It's all a direct gift from Hashem. And every time you makir, that every single chesed comes, you makir it from Hashem, then your relationship with Hashem will build instead of building with all the other things in this world. When the baby is so young, he doesn't even know his mother. It's just the breast. He eats. That's all he knows. When he gets a little older, then he realizes that it's not the breast, it's the mother actually helping him. It's the mother cares about him. Why is the kid betech in his mother? Because he sees his mother. He sees her. He sees that she cares. He sees his mother cares about him. So he's betech in his mother. So David HaMelech said that I'm like a little kid. Can you imagine David HaMelech was the king of the whole Klal Yisrael? He had all the money, all the covet. And he said that he's like a little baby nursing from his mother. You know how hard that is, Madrega, to reach that? When you have the control, you're sitting in the driver's seat, and you realize you're not driving. Hashem's driving. You're sitting in the driver's seat, but you realize you're not driving. You know how Madrega is? A guy says, I'm sitting in the trunk. Ah, if you're sitting in the trunk, it'd be easy. You're not sitting in the trunk. You're sitting in the driver's seat, but you're not driving. Right? You're sitting in the driver's seat. You know those kids, they go on, the guy who listens to our shir, he actually said, you know those kids, they go to the amusement park, and they go on those trucks, they're driving. The other guy's sitting there pressing the button that the thing should move around. And the kid's probably driving. The kid thinks he's driving, he's not driving. The other guy's driving. The kid thinks he's driving. He's pressing the brakes, pressing the gas. There's no shaykhus. The other guy, he has the button, he's pressing the button. So too, David HaMelech, he ran the whole Klal Yisrael. He was the king. Imloi, you should know, Imloi Shivisi, in other words, I swear, like a shvua. It's a shvua, it's Lashon shvua. Good film now. Shere ma'asot, Hashem, le'gava libi, le'ramu einai. I didn't get carried away. Even though I'm the Melech Yisrael, right? I'm the king, I'm running the whole ship. I didn't get carried away. Why? Means if I swear, if not, that I'm makir, that I'm mamish like a little baby and I'm being taken care of. That even though I'm taka running the whole Klal Yisrael, but Hamakir, that it's all Hashem doing every single thing, and I'm just a puppet. I'm just a puppet here. The Galashin Shvua. I'm like Shivisi, I put. And I think, I imagine, Kigamali, right, like a little baby. Gamalimi, Gamali Nafshi. I visualize it and I feel that I'm like a little baby. I'm a little baby doing nothing. It's all Hashem. But Raya, the minute Hashem wants it to fall apart, you see how fast it falls apart. With all the guys, the Kanakas. Last year there were a lot of Gvirim. This year all the Gvirim disappeared.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Disappeared. They all thought they were Kanakas.
Yeah.
The same guys, they were making big kiddushes, $300,000 kiddushes. Now they can't pull together some money. So you see, the Baruch Hashem fears everything. He makes everything happen. You're just the puppet in the middle. And when you realize that, even when you're doing the work and you're talking to the Melech Yisrael, that's the godless. That's the godless. It's easy to say, you know, Batacha means that I'm like a baby. But the problem is, you're not the baby. You're doing all this ishtadlis, and you feel like you're accomplishing. You feel like you're in control. That's the problem. How do you, at the same time, do the ishtadlis and at the same time be makir to Hashem? That's the hard part.
The hard part is your ishtadlis is not accomplishing anything. That's a very big
exactly. Thing. It's Hashem pressing the button. Hashem is.
Even though you have to make your ishtadlis.
You're doing ishtadlis, Hashem is the one who's pressing the button that should happen. You makir to Hashem. Like a person who's like a little baby, right? Shadei imi, he majeg of shayna al imai. He says over here. nafshi kegomal la'imi kegomal la'imi. He does for my nefesh. He does for my nefesh. No, is it saying the mamti nafshi kegomal la'imi? I'm realizing my nefesh like my mother's taking care of me. Kegomal la'nafshi, like I'm being taken care of by my nefesh. It's just I'm missing a few, you know, knaches, but that's it's like a rem, like a that's how it's said. That he's totally helpless, and Hashem has to press the button. Right, Hashem has to press the button. If Hashem presses the button, then it happens. Right, there's a button in Shemayim. Hashem has to press that button. Like Lamashal, give you a mashal. It's a good mashal. The guy went to Home Depot. He bought a tool in Home Depot, and he brought it home. What's the first thing you do when you buy a tool? You throw the instructions away, right? You don't read the instructions. Then he's trying to work this tool, a very fancy tool. It doesn't work. He calls the store right away. He's like, "You told me you broke the store. I pressed the button. Doesn't work." So the store owner said, "But there's a certain feature there, a safety feature for kids. They have to also press that button at the same time." He's like, "Oh, I didn't know that. Well, you were supposed to read the instructions. There's two buttons there. There's a button that you press, and there's another safety button there for kids. They shouldn't get hurt, right? There's two buttons." So too, in this world, there's two buttons. There's a button that we press, and there's a button that Hashem has to press. You're only getting your success if both buttons are pressed. Your button is pressed, and Hashem's button is pressed. You could press your button from Hein bis Morgen, it's garnish vert. If Hashem doesn't press that button, if Hashem presses the button, you don't do what you're supposed to do, also it's not going to help. Both buttons have to be pressed. But you have to be makir that even when you press your button, you need Hashem to help you press your button. Hashem has to press his button, and your button, you need his help to press also. Upon him, the yaled is the first madrega when a person is born. He's the mother, he's betech and his mother, right? A kid, when he's home, he feels very comfortable in his house. He feels very secure. He feels very relaxed. If he's on a train station, he feels nervous, he's worried, he's lost. A kid feels very secure in the house. Why does he feel secure? Because he sees the security his parents give him. So Mela, when a person is born, he's automatically betech on his mother. And when he gets a little older, Raya, and he sees every time he goes to his mother's like, "Oh, I gotta ask the father, right?" Raya can gasa imayal aviv. Mesha betchane love, lamala, I gotta say love. So once he realizes after a while that it's not his mother, because mother always has to come on to his father, all the decisions and all the money, whatever. So now the kid's like, "What am I wasting my time with my mother for? I'll go straight to my father, right? He's the one that's going to help me out and get me my stuff." When he gets a little old, he's already a teenager. Now he doesn't need his parents anymore, right? He figures it out on his own. He doesn't need anybody. He knows everything, right? As soon as you have the abilities to do something, then you start being metach in your own abilities. Because there's never makir that was all Hashem till now. It was all Hashem. His parents were Hashem. Hashem created his parents. Hashem created his parents to love him. Right? Why does the parents love him? Gufa Hashem created that. That parents should love their kids and take care of them. And since he didn't realize that, so Mela, as soon as he became capable, automatically his betachon is shifted over into his koyche v'etzim yadi. It becomes automatically that it's me. I could do it. I have power. That's where the koyche v'yadi comes in. He's never makir that everything that came till now was Hashem. So Mela, as soon as he has the abilities, he thinks now he's the power. And he forgot, he never realized, that every single thing, step till now, was Hashem. There was a guy, he had a neighbor that was a very good cipher, scribe. He made a lot of money because he was a good scribe. How you doing? It's all about my hand. My hand works, I make money. He banged his hand. He couldn't write anymore. He broke his hand. Why is that? Anshay ma'kaisbaral shabatach hayaday, because he forgot that it's all Hashem. It's not the hand. There are plenty of people that don't have hands that have parnasa. There are plenty of people with hands that don't have parnasa. There are plenty of people that don't have hands that have yet parnasa. There's nothing to do with your hand. It's exeris el yinshah parnasa, and that's why he was successful. Don't get so carried away with yourself. We talking by tarfay day zulasim and abrias yashabat chan aleim, and then as life goes along. After you get a job, someone helps you, get food stamps, Medicaid, Medicare, Section 8, welfare, you stop being betach in whoever provides you, that's where the betachon goes. So as life goes along, the betachon keeps on transferring. The avoidus ha-betachon is not to get betachon. The betachon is there. The avoidance of betachon is to transfer the betachon to the right place. The betachon is there automatically. A person that has zero betachon is in the mental asylum in Harlem, panicking. Every person that has betachon, he's relaxed, he feels it's working. He has that hergish of betachon. The betachon is a natural feeling. The avoidance of betachon is not to work in the betachon. The avoidance of betachon is to transfer your betachon to the one that's doing the work for you. So Mela. Till now, the guy, a regular guy, he's either Kaicha Betzim Yadi, or his parents, or his job, or this, or that. And now he's going to start talking about the new program, which is Chazik HaKarasu, and the person finally starts realizing the Yira Chasrainam V'Tarchei Malakal Yisbarach. He starts realizing, little by little, that this Wubitechen fell apart, that Wubitechen fell apart. Start realizing there's a higher power to the whole situation, and even though the guy doesn't fully realize Hashem runs everything, but he realizes that Hashem does get a little bit involved. Right? There's different levels, right? Yeah. You don't get to the highest level right away. You start being makir that it's not all about the teva. There's certain things out of our control. In other words, this guy's not holding yet full betachon, but he knows that everything in this world that we think is for sure is not for sure. So that shows us, right? That shows us that there are things out of our control. So he starts being mixed us maida that their Ribbono Shel Olam has some shlita over here, not full. He didn't have full koyach yet. That's a little by little, you know. Yismach b'nyanim she'en yechayel sbem. V'lichol imalot mihimasa b'mel gzeres habayri. So such a guy, I'll go to shul and say, you know, Hashem, I'm starting to be makir that you miss the charayin in this world. So do me one favor. Just please stay out of it. Stay out of it. He tells Hashem, stay out of it. let me make a parnasa. Don't miss the charayin, you know? He sees that Hashem has a little bit of control, right? He miss the charayin a missile, right? He says, Hashem, you know, stay out of it. You know, stay out of my life, you know. He still's not makir that it's all Hashem. That's enough of a dragon. So he starts being makir that Hashem has some type of control here. And he starts relying on him in certain areas that he knows he can't control that. He knows out of his control. Right? So as life goes along and as you start, your hakara gets stronger in Hashem, the betachon gets stronger. So you see, Clary is saying that it's not your betachon gets stronger. When your hakara gets stronger, then your betachon Hashem automatically gets stronger. Have a good Shabbos.